This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 109. How do you play Where's Your Pickle? This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And Magic Mystic is trapped in a closet yet again.
No, she's not. She's trapped in a picnic basket. I know where you are.
Picnic basket!
And I'm not there.
I'm not there either. We're here.
Yeah.
She's there.
Yeah.
Not here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what else is here?
Our fans.
Yes. And?
Our sponsor.
And the link to our website, which is www.electricsisterhood.com.
That was a horrible segue.
No, you're just slow.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Okay,
fine. Let's smidgen it.
All right, fine.
Thank you. Our website, which is www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The small address will bring you to the big one. You can check out our articles that we read, right? You can comment on those. You can also go to our Hit Us Up link and just say anything you want to us, any of us. If you aren't listening to our podcast, then this will be kind of relevant. But if you are and don't know how to find us besides our site, you can find us on iTunes, any RSS read. We have a live stream on our site, and we're also part of the All Games Network.
Yes, that's right. The ESH show airs Monday evenings at 9 p.m. on the All Games Radio Network. You can listen to our show or some of the other awesome shows on part of the All Games Radio family, like Super Happy Fun Time Show.
Been there.
Dead Pixel Live.
Been there.
Ultimate Quest.
Been there.
All Games Interactive.
Been there, too.
Bobby Black Wolf
show? Not yet, but maybe one day. I don't think so.
Platform Nation?
No, not yet.
Evil Avatar?
No.
Well, good. There's still places I can go, then.
That don't have the sloppy. Panda stamp?
I don't want your sloppy seconds.
Panda stamp! It's not the same thing as a tramp stamp, just so you guys know.
Tramp stamp! You said it. Anywho. Check out our show and some of the other awesome shows that are going down over at the All Games Radio Network at allgames.com. I would also like to announce the recipient of my token. We do have three to give away, and I've decided to give my token to Jarell. Very, very clever.
You made videos.
You made with the giggling of me. So, you get my token. That still leaves two more appreciation tokens to give out. So, the way that you win those is you pretty much impress us, make us laugh, leave a lasting impression. You have to have an All Games Forum account. So, if you don't have one, you can set one up. It's free. And that will allow you to talk to a bunch of people in the forums at allgames.com, including us.
Yep, we're on the forums.
And getting a token will allow you a drawing in the giveaway. So you could win games, t-shirts, it's all kinds of stuff in the package. So Jarell, I'll be sending you an email with your information on what you need and your token. Congratulations.
Yes, good job. And in order to get my token, I'm not going to make it that easy on you guys. I need you guys to either compete with me on Civ Rev and beat me, or beat me best out of 10 in Soul Calibur. Which means you gotta have Xbox Live, since that's the only console I have. You have to have either of those games, and you need to know my gamer tag so that you can challenge me. That would be Lady Esh, ESH is all capital. Come find me, come challenge me, and if you beat me, you get it. First come, first serve, since I only got one.
You can get served, kids.
Yay, yay!
In the good way.
Mm-hmm. Crumpets and tea.
With that said, I don't think we have any other business.
No, not really. We don't know how Magic's going to give hers away yet.
Yeah, that we're going to leave up to her, but...
She better fucking figure it out.
Yeah, really. I guess we just get to jump into the show.
I guess so. Let's do it. Do you want to go first?
Sure, why not? I got a couple of different things to talk about. As you can tell, there's a lot of ambient noise going on. That's because we're recording this live, actually, in Esh Home.
Esh Home, or Home Esh.
Home Esh. Home Base Eshland.
Alpha Wolf Squadron. Squadron. Cauldron.
Squadron.
I hate words.
Yes, have another sip. It's doing you well.
It's Coke.
Yes.
There's nothing in it this time.
This time.
Did you hear? I'm making an all games all games interactive drinking game with Alpha Box. Yeah, it's almost done, and I'm gonna make one for our show and DPL and Super Happy Fun Time show. And I need to watch or listen to more Ultimate Quest and maybe them too.
Huzzah for drinking games, but only if you're 21. Yeah, don't spill
it. I won't spill it.
I think you should stop.
I'm going to put it down.
Okay, I think that's going to be good.
Okay, good.
All right, so I've got a couple of things that I want to talk about on the game tip. I haven't had a chance actually to talk about them on the website because, you know, vacation all I ever wanted.
I vacation all week long.
Yes, because you don't have a job.
That's right.
Lazy skank. Anyway.
Lazy, yes. Skank, nay.
I am not a skank. You just have skank tendencies.
Who doesn't?
Mother Teresa.
Isn't she dead?
But she didn't have skank tendencies.
You know, she might have.
Margaret Thatcher.
You know what?
Are you about to cast aspersions on Mother Teresa?
No. But why is it that my skankitude is always put up on the chopping block? Magic might have some skankitude.
Very well.
And don't even play like you don't.
Oh, no. I fully admit to it. I definitely have skankitude.
So why is it always pointed at, hey, well, let's talk to the skank. And the light always goes to me. Why me?
Because you react the loudest. Duh.
Damn. Curses so, again.
Foiled. I would like to talk about a couple of different games. One of them is actually just announced, and I usually don't get into motocross games at all.
Nah, neither do I.
But this one, this ATV race one, it looks really good. Disney Interactive Studios is actually...
Disney?
Yeah, Disney, of all people. And I kind of ignored the release when I saw it, because I was like, oh, a Disney game. Pretty Pretty Princess. Yay, oh, fuck
Disney did not make Pretty Pretty Princess. I think that was Parker Brothers. Did Parker Bros. Do Pretty Pretty Princess?
I'm not talking about, like, as a brand. I was just saying, like, Disney. Whenever I think of Disney, I think of Pretty Pretty Princesses.
Oh. Well, what's wrong with Pretty Princesses?
Nothing, but I don't want to play a Pretty Princess game.
Yeah, true. Okay.
So that's why I was kind of ignoring the release. And then I thought, okay, well, I got a plane ride. I might as well read some of my mail that I ain't read yet. And opened up this release, and it's for a game called Pure. And I wasn't really sure what the game looked like because the letterhead kind of had these cel-shaded characters that kind of reminded me of the initial run of characters from SSX.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, well, let me see what this Pure thing is about. And then just in case you haven't heard, I do have a cold, so there will be a lot of sniffling people. Just fucking suck it up.
I had a cold, but I gave it to her.
Yeah, we share things like that.
Yeah, germs.
But not Germans. You should not share your Germans.
I don't have any Germans.
Well, if you have them, don't share them.
No.
Germans don't like to be shared.
No, I can totally see why they, you know.
But Belgian chocolate does like to be shared.
I love Belgian chocolate.
And deserves to be shared.
Everyone should have some.
Belgian chocolate is the shit.
Why are we talking about chocolate?
Because we're both hungry and we like chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, moving back to Pure. The game is going to be available for the Microsoft system, for the PS3, and for Windows-based PCs.
Okay.
Awesomeness.
Okay. Check.
The graphics look amazing. It kind of looks like that ATV off-road game, but even kicked up more so than the release on the PS3.
Okay.
Which was really kind of awesome, I thought. I was really kind of surprised by how much I was interested in the game after just looking at the screenshots. I'm usually not, like, that impressed with a screenshot. But...
Wow, you could see up their shirts.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the physics, it looks like air catches, shirts, backpacks. You can definitely see, like, lighting effects.
You could see their underpants because their pants are too low.
Yeah, a couple of people wear their pants a little bit low. There's definitely...
Do your pants hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie... I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, what's really interesting is, like, if you look into, like, some of these backgrounds, I mean, the trees just look amazing. And the sky actually kind of
looks like a sky.
Like the sky does right now, which is kind of menacing, which is kind of scary. But, you know, you look at the environment, and I'm just like, damn.
That is very nice.
Now, I don't know if the screens that we're looking at right now, if these are Xbox screens versus PS3 screens or...
Oh, I bet there'll be some article somewhere comparing the difference.
There usually is, but it's also going to be available on the PC. So, you know, some of these screens are definitely going to be PC screen captures. But, I mean, the ATVs look amazing. The dust that you kick up looks awesome. And they're going to be a multiplayer that allows you online for up to 16 people.
16? Yep. Like gamers have that many friends. Well, wait, online friends.
Yeah, online friends.
I don't even have that many on my Xbox. I only have, like,
that's
10.
Okay. Oh, I mean, when you do Wii Racing, not all those people are your friends.
Yeah, I know. They don't let you talk to them.
No. You're not supposed to communicate. Just race, damn you. Drive. Driving is the only thing.
But I want to make friends.
It's the only thing that matters.
But I want to have friends.
No, not on the Wii. You have no friends. That's why the codes are so damn long. So you can't have friends. Because that way you won't remember their numbers. If it's like 12 bajillion characters long.
Man, I know what you... Man. That's not fair. I want friends.
But,
Come find me on the Wii.
The game's done by Black Rock Studio. And, I mean, it looks really good.
Bajiggity.
Not bajiggity, but...
I just like the word bajiggity.
It did win IGN's Best of Show at E3. Which is, kind of interesting. There are a bunch of people actually involved in motorsports that have actually taken part in the development of the game, so I guess that's where a lot of the ultra-realistic stuff's going to come from. But I'm just really impressed that, you know, a game like this is coming out of Disney Interactive. I'm so used to Dora games and, you know...
Go Diego, go!
You know, and games
Hello
like that...
Hello Kitty Mountain Adventure.
Even though Dora is a Nickelodeon property. I'm used to, you know, cutesy kids games.
Cookie cutter, happy adventures. No one really gets beat up. No one really ever gets dirty.
Exactly. Whereas, you know, this one, that's definitely not the case. Like,
I know, you could see, like, mud caked on that other dude's shirt and that other, like, picture.
Well, you can see mud on the dude's shirt. You definitely are doing acrobatics while you're jumping things.
I wonder if you could, not grab onto your thing in a high jump and, like, be impaled on a tree.
That would probably be a bad thing if you get impaled on
a
tree.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's dangerous. Off-roading is dangerous, and they should put dangerous elements like impalement.
So you want to play Impalement, the G-Force game?
Oh, my God. Actually, that would be kind of funny.
Okay.
Like, you're free-falling, and there are, like, jagged edges everywhere, and you have to free-fall away from the jagged thing so you don't get impaled. And if you get impaled, you die. Well, I mean, unless you get impaled with a foot, because you can live without a foot.
I can't live without my foot.
But if you get impaled too many times, you splatter on the ground and you die.
Well, I should hope to kiss a duck if you get impaled too many times, that you splatter on the ground.
Didn't someone get, like, clipped in the back of the head by a duck? Wasn't it, like, Fabio or something?
I don't know.
It was some celebrity. Yeah, he got clipped by a duck.
Well, that's
he
good.
He got scalped. It was a Native American duck.
That's a bad joke.
Scalping.
That'll
scalping ducks.
Oh, my
scalping.
God.
Scalping.
All right, anyway. So, Pure is going to be available. I'm hoping that I'm actually going to be able to do a hands-on at PAX at the end of the month.
Oh, you'll do a lot of hands-on at PAX.
You know what?
What?
I
meant gameplay.
You know, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
Yes,
I
did.
You're full of shit.
I did.
And you should take a laxative.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I'm looking at the smile on your face.
Well, now that you made me think about it, it's funny.
You're so full of shit. Anyway, people.
I would tell you a secret about Ninja, but she'll punch
you
in the face.
You better shut your fucking mouth.
See?
Some shit should stay just in the family. And other shit should just be forgotten. Anyway, moving on. if I do get some hands-on times with the game, I will definitely report it from the show floor and let you guys know whether or not it's going to be worth the time. I really think the multiplayer is going to be something that really takes it to the next level.
What?
Because I love racing games with other people.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
It's not as much fun for me to do racing games when I'm racing against the computer, because the computer's a big fucking cheat. And always,
I know, the computer is always on the inline. You're like, a real person wouldn't know would be on the inline all the fucking time. And they suck.
Yep. Big time.
Wow. Disney. There's the Disney logo. Yep. You weren't fucking.
I try not to, actually, fuck around. It usually doesn't get me anywhere. So, that's all I have to say about Pure. It's coming out. It's going to be on everything. As far as the Xbox 360 for the online play piece and the PlayStation 3 as well as PC. No word yet on if Disney plans on bringing it to the Wii anytime soon. But we'll see if it's successful. They might actually decide to
do it. We'll see. Nintendo's got to talk with Disney and then say, okay, well, if we have to put this on the Wii, we have to make the controllers super easy so that no one really enjoys it. And then we have to stab ourselves in the eye because no one's going to want to watch the graphics.
Hey. That controller isn't super easy. Eshmom kind of struggles with it.
Oh, we're not going there with Eshmom. And Eshmom's made a couple appearances on DPL.
Yes, but not on purpose.
No, but she has.
Well, she's made a few appearances on our show. None by purpose.
I know.
The other thing I want to talk about, which I'm sure you're all playing right now, is Braid. Pan and I got some time to sit down with the demo the other day.
No, she played, I watched.
Well, we sat down together?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Well, I don't want people to think that I've played it, because I haven't.
Well, you've got the demo on your hard drive, so you can do it.
I do? Oh, you put it... Duh.
Duh.
Panda. I'm such an idiot. Sorry.
Anyway, and they are correct. It is a platformer, and it definitely instantly reminded me of the original Super Mario game.
It made me think of some hot Irish guys because of the music in the background being very Celtic and him kind of having red hair and wearing a blazer.
Well, and the artwork in it, you know, reminded me of, like, a Van Gogh painting.
Yeah, that too.
Which is really nice. So, in Braid, you play the character of Tim, and...
Tim.
And
they called him Tim.
And Tim is on a quest for a princess.
Of course.
Stop me if you've heard this one before.
Okay, stop.
Okay. I can't stop. But here's the difference. The story is very deep.
Okay.
The story is very deep for something that I'm used to getting off of Arcade.
Yeah, because, go save the princess because you love her. No, it's not just because you love her.
No, the story starts off with, this is Tim. Tim's made some mistakes.
Tim's a fuck-up?
Yes. You know, because if only he could go back in time and take back the things he said and not lie.
Then maybe he lied to a princess?
Well, we don't know that yet. These are just what the first books tell us on our way to go into the world to rescue the princess. It is a side-scroller, platform, puzzler. You have to collect these puzzle pieces and then put the pieces of the puzzle back together to retrieve memories that you're missing. Time, even though it is only a 2D platformer, the backgrounds always seem like they're alive. They're constantly moving.
Yeah.
The paint that's on your body that makes up your character is moving and it's noticeable. And then the creatures that you fight kind of remind me of, you know, like little creatures from Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah. The little sheep things.
I don't know if they're little sheep things, or little lion things, or little...
I think they're supposed to be lion sheep things.
Lie sheep. Sheep-on?
Sheep-on.
Not to be confused with chiffon.
Yeah, chiffon
you
wear. Which
is a flowing fabric.
Yeah. Who knows, maybe sheepron makes saffron. Wait, is that food?
Saffron is a spice.
Well, maybe you grind them up and they turn into saffron, whatever.
Ew, don't grind the sheep-on. Anyway, and if you do, just grind it over my noodles. I think it's a bit pricey. It's going to run you back about 1,200 points.
Fuck no. I only have 800. Not even now. I think I only have like 500. Wait.
I'm pretty sure you only have 500.
Oh, well, you'd know.
Yeah, because I was on your system.
Yeah.
But for as deep as the game is and the style and the gameplay, which is very addictive.
Is it worth it?
I need to spend more time with the demo before I can say for sure that it's worth it. But the demo is definitely worth the download and play through the first level. And, you know, it's free, which is one of my favorite things.
F-R-E-E, that spells free.
And I love that shit.
Agreed.
Aw, you rhymed.
I like to rhyme. It's easy.
Peasy, one, two, three-zy?
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Lemon squeezy. I'm actually looking at my notes here because I want to make sure that I say the name right. Art was done by David Hellman, who did the webcomic A Lesson Is Learned, But the Damage Is Irreversible. It's a great webcomic. If you haven't seen it, really doing yourself a disservice.
Oh, I'm doing myself a disservice.
So you should definitely check it out.
I will after we're done.
It reminds me of Road to Perdition in...
I loved Road to Perdition!
Yeah. Okay, are you talking the movie or the graphic novel?
I'm talking the movie.
Okay, I'm talking about the graphic novel.
Oh, see, well...
Which the movie was based off of.
Okay.
And the movie followed very closely to the graphic novel.
Okay.
But
there's still some kinks in the
well,
system.
I mean, anything... I don't think that it's easy to take something that you put in printed form...
And pictures?
And make it have the same exact impact when you make it a moving film. Not negatively or positively. I just think that, you know, the mediums affect people differently.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, when I read a story, I can imagine in my mind and paint the picture in my mind of a character. And you and I may meet the same description of a character. And the way that I picture them might be completely different.
Oh, yeah,
than you
totally.
Picture.
We have totally different.
I mean, if you
ideas.
You know, if you describe to me like a dark and brooding person with a scar on their face, well, where I might see the scar and how big it is, and what's dark and brooding to me might not necessarily be dark and brooding to you.
I want it like right here, right near it down the eye.
Okay, so we're related because I'm thinking the same thing.
That would be hot.
I'm going very Killik on it, and
yeah,
but I'm imagining a scar that runs right through the center of the eye. And the eye itself is all white because of it, like they were struck by lightning or something and just zapped all pigment out of their face.
Holy crap.
And then my dark and brooding person might not be built like your dark and brooding person.
Oh, no.
You know?
Emo all the way.
But then...
With a little muscle in the arms, but he could be a little lanky.
But then when I'm faced with...
He's got to brood a lot, though.
An image of what somebody else's interpretation of dark and brooding with a scar in their face.
They think Angel with a scar, like, on his cheek.
Exactly, and that's...
Boo fucking who? Who hasn't thought about that? Move on, David Boreanaz.
But it takes away from my previous experience with the novel.
Ooh, Clive Owen from Sin City.
Oh, Clive Owen is fucking hot.
Oh my god, with a scar down his face?
Oh my god. I would tap that. Moving on.
Cha-ching!
Clive Owen, I love you. Anyway... This is very much turning into a who would you do in Hollywood show.
Oh, please.
And that's another podcast.
We should do one of those.
We probably will.
In Hollywood, I would do him from this movie, her from that commercial leading to that movie, after the movie. Her while
during
she was in,
the movie.
Her while she was in Ethiopia. Her when she got scurvy.
No, not with the scurvy. You
I
don't
bring her,
do people
I would bring,
with scurvy.
You bring them oranges first.
Ew! No!
What? You give them oranges.
See, this is where the Skate Galicia shit comes in again. So you're feeding into your old
I'm
hype.
Not... whatever.
Okay, you don't do people with scurvy. You wait till they get healthy, then you do them.
Oh.
God. Anyway, you should definitely check out Braid. Definitely check out A Lesson Is Learned, But the Damage Is Irreversible. I highly, highly recommend it. And I also have a lot of respect for the fact that the guy that developed this game, Jonathan Blow...
Did you just say Jonathan Blow?
Yeah, his name is Jonathan Blow. No jokes, because I really, really respect Braid. I know you're toughing it out, but keep toughing it out. He actually withdrew his game from the Slam Desk Guerrilla Games competition, protesting the fact that they removed the Super Columbine Massacre RPG. Remember that?
Yes.
And I think that that takes a lot of guts, because the game would have been released and been on arcade much earlier had it not been withdrawn. Because in all honesty, I think it would have won.
It probably would have.
It's very stylized. And like I said, it definitely a lot goes out to Jonathan, because he's very talented and pulled off, I think, a very great story. I will say that I do know that at the end there's supposed to be some kind of twist or spoiler or something. So I'm looking forward to getting it on Xbox Live and spending some time with it. First, I need to do a little more domination in Civ and teach the Dark Apprentice a few more lessons or two in Soul Calibur.
That apprentice be whooping my ass. You gotta be cheap with him. You gotta play a cheap character who could just keep hitting, because he'll fuck you. And not nicely.
In a good way. He'll fuck you with a lightsaber.
Yeah, and not even that, but those dark energy thingies he does too.
I hate those things.
I hate him.
I do not like the Dark Apprentice, and I wish that he would die. And there's really no need for him to be in the Soul Calibur game.
No.
We're fine with Yoda and Vader.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So, Namco, if you'll just release a patch that takes the Dark Assassin out of the game...
would be wonderful.
That would be great.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to whoop his ass good, and I'm going to dance when I do it. I'm going to dance over his body, and I'm going to take that lifesaver and shove it up his ass.
No, I hate it, because I blow through the fucking game all the way up to him, and then I spend a goddamn half hour trying to get past him, and then Algol
shows up. And they don't let you change a character to whoop his ass.
No, and then Algol shows up, and I'm like, oh, great, here we go, another cheap fucking character.
Oh, I can beat Algol.
I can beat him, too, but I hate, you know, the whole thing where he does the grab, and then he sits at the throat, and then he kicks you. I'm like, you're just a bitch. You are...
Well, he's both swords. What do you expect him to be?
Not a bitch.
But he's both good and evil, so you gotta be bitchy and loving at the same time.
No.
I mean, that's why when you play through Sophia... No. Have you played Sophia through the story yet?
No, yeah.
Because he, you know, totally spares her because he was a father to a son. That's what happens in the first cutscenes in the opening of the game.
Yeah, I remember the cutscenes.
And, you know how she gets possessed by Soul Edge in name of her children. I think she's her daughter or whatever.
Yeah.
And when you use her...
Yeah.
And you get there, and he's like, you don't need this. He's like, you're a mother, a parent's love is a lot stronger than this. And she's like, how do you know? And then you see the horrible flashbacks, and he lets her go. Like, he doesn't absorb her or anything like that.
Nope, I haven't played through her story, so I guess I will.
Because I was surprised. I thought he was going to be like, haha, stab, and be done with it. But he lets her go.
No, right
now. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Actually, it was a spoiler alert about 2 minutes ago. Right now in Soul Calibur, I've played through Talem's story, my custom character story, Taki's story, Ivy's story.
I can't play Ivy, that fucking bitch.
Oh, I can play the shit out of Ivy.
I can't make her sword do the thingy.
Just ask Xenocore.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, I said it.
Nah. Xeno whoops my ass. All the time.
Oh, he can bring it. But it had already been brought in. I said it.
You're gonna trash talk him on our show.
I'll trash talk him as soon as I get my mic fixed. He was trash talking me the entire time we were playing, and I couldn't say anything back. Because my mic was broke.
Yeah, I heard.
But see, now my mic's about to sound nice. Check one, check two.
Yeah, I heard.
And I'm gonna bring that shit. I'm gonna bring the chocolate thunder. But not the chocolate... Not ring. The chocolate ring. God damn it.
Oh, you guys, I got a great story for you. I can't tell you right now, but it's going to be on another podcast. Just think, chocolate and rain.
Bad things, people, bad things.
Chocolate rain.
So I'm going to give the Braid demo a 4 out of 5.
For demos.
For a demo, I mean, it's outstanding. And I hope that this is... the signs of more things to come from independent...
More things to come from Mr. Blow?
Well, I definitely want to see more stuff from Jonathan. Because if this is his first outing of something that will wind up actually on arcade, it's just very telling that there are some great games and great experiences yet to come out of this kid.
He's a kid?
I don't know if he's a kid or not. I call people kid because, you know, it's hot and I like it.
You like thinking of people as kids?
Yeah, everybody's
that
a kid.
That sounds a little, pedophilish there, Ninja.
You know
what? You said it.
This thing.
She just hit me with a Twizzler, just so you guys know.
You like it when I hit you with my Twizzler.
No, anyway. I don't. That is so fucking nasty.
Anyway,
I'm gonna tell Mom.
Go ahead. She'll be like, smack her again. You know, Mom.
Smack her with a twizzle. Smack her with a twizzle.
Poke her in the eye. Poke her in the eye.
Never mind. Never not mind. Even going there.
Nope.
Another podcast,
another
y'all.
Podcast. Definitely picking up. And keep your eyes out for Pure and Jack Thompson.
Can suck your balls.
I hope that you get disbarred. With that, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths, and I'm going to turn it this away. Panda, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to actually be very brief about what I'm going to talk about today, since I haven't really watched any anime that's been only Mattress Giant, or, you know, read any manga, because I haven't had any money to buy any. And I know there's a site out there that lets you read it for free, but I only tend to read manga that, you know, is in book form. Like, I like to own it when I read it. But I want to compare a little bit about, you know, the price variations between buying older games on the Wii versus the Xbox 360. Since I have both consoles, you know, I can kind of do this comparison. And I've gotten points for each. When you go to, say, Best Buy, since that's pretty much the best electronic store in my area to really get any type of gaming, you know, or video, or camera fun.
Geekitude.
Geekitude. Or just look at, like, refrigerators.
Hey.
And play Where's Your Pickle? Wait. Don't ask. Don't ask.
Wait. No. I need to know what the hell
is. No, we're not going to play Where's Your Pickle.
I want to know where your pickle is.
And I'm not telling you. Anyway. Because that's the game. You got to find it. Anyway.
I don't even know what to say to that.
But I was in the mood to buy some, you know, games off of Xbox, you know, the marketplace. So I was like, hey, Esh Mom, can I have some money? You know, and I was like, I want to get a card with some points for me to buy some of these other games so I can go and play them.
Oh, and by the way, I fucking hate points. Can't we just take dollars so I know how many dollars a fucking game cost me?
Yeah, I know.
Why do I have to buy points?
I don't know. But both Wii and 360 use point values, which... And I think the Wii point values are actually a lot different.
They are. They're a different scale.
Yeah, different scale.
Okay, you know what I like about the PSN network?
What?
It tells me how much money a game is going to cost me. Right next to the game, it says game, $9.99. And I go, okay, this game is going to cost me $9.99.
Not 12,000 points.
1,200 points.
Oh.
What does that break down to?
I guess you divide that by, like,
0.33. I know there's a website that says what it is. I know that ain't $5.
ain't $5.
That's what I know.
But, you know, so I went and I got a card for, I think, 4,500 Microsoft points for about $49.99.
That's about right.
That's okay. That seemed a little fair, give or take. Tax kind of brought it over about $50-something. Tax sucks. Especially in
Massachusetts,
where I'm from.
Taxachusetts, motherfucker!
Yeah, exactly. You know, but I've bought points.
You bought?
Yes, I said bought.
Okay.
I have purchased. There we go.
There you go.
Sounding intelligent and apparently not black when I say big words. Raven. Anyway.
See, now it's turning into a dig podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling you out, sucker!
She called out Xenocorn, and I'm calling out Raven for not thinking I'm black.
I'm not calling him out, because there's probably a game that he will whoop my ass in.
Oh, he's probably practicing in, like, the interweb forest killing boars to level up. Anyway.
Here we go.
Xenocorn. Anyway. But I've purchased points from the Wii, and it seemed like they were a lot more expensive through the console, and I've yet to find, like, cards that let you buy points, like, at Best Buy. I didn't see any, like, Wii cards. So, like, you kind of have to buy them off the system. So they make it, you know...
You can find the point cards. They're just really hard to find because people are buying shit up on the arcade on the Wii like crazy.
Well, yeah, because think about the games, alright? Like, you know, Sega is kind of being split between the Wii and the NC. Yeah.
Sega is making out like a fucking bandit right now on downloadable content.
She's like, you know, Sega's like the hot chick that everybody wants to get in bed with.
And everybody does.
And everybody
Sega's
does.
Paris Hilton.
Not even. Not everybody wants to be in Paris Hilton. And the ones that do, I don't even want to talk to you. Anyway.
Well, then what?
She's like...
Angelina Jolie?
I guess. I don't know anyone who doesn't want to be in Angelina Jolie. Even her kids don't want to be in her. That's why they came out.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's why I said it.
I can't even laugh.
Oh,
I
want that's funny. To.
That's so wrong.
Anyway.
Halle Berry?
Not everybody likes her because of her boobs. Because did you ever see Swordfish?
Dude, I saw Swordfish.
Like, one was like, hello. And the other one was like, pfft. Like, where'd it go? Where's my pickle? Anyway.
You really need to explain this. Where's the pickle thing?
No, it's not where's the pickle. Where's your pickle? Anywho, I will have to play this game with somebody so then they can explain the where's your pickle game.
Seriously, I need to know where your pickle's at.
No, you don't.
I think I do.
Anyway.
It's already made me laugh.
Anyway, calm down, Ninja.
Okay.
It's just a pickle.
No. Yeah, I don't think
it is. But just think about, I mean, Sega's totally like that, you know, it's like that socket, like Panera, the world's Panera. And they got Wi-Fi, and there's one outlet, and it's like, man, do I plug in my 360 or the Wii? And it's Sega, and she's like, I fit both of you, baby. Come on in. And they both
Dude,
come in.
Dude, you're
making
Sega sound like such a porn star.
Oh my God, Sega should be Sega a name does, of a, like a porn star.
Wait, are you saying that Sega does DVD-A?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's so nasty.
Double anal penetration, bitch.
I can't believe I just said that.
Open wide, sucker.
Oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
Anyway, what? I don't get sickened out.
This is why we should not drink before podcast.
I drink Coke. There's no booze in that.
Well, I'm sick, so I had some to try
well,
and
yeah.
get my cold.
Yeah, because booze I will do it.
It did the other day.
I know. What a lush, you guys.
I'm not.
And see, I'm not.
I'm 21.
I know. Way over 21.
Fuck you.
I love her. Anyway.
I'll tell you
something. But, so I've had a hard time finding those cards. But, I mean, Sega is totally, like, banking on both of these consoles. I mean, hello. Like, I have Sonic on my
hello.
Wii. I have Zelda. Like, all the Zelda games on my Wii. I even went back to my favorite game from the N64 called Star Fox.
Yeah, but those are all Nintendo games.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. They're but I mean, like, Sega. Sonic was Nintendo.
No, Sonic was Sega.
No, yeah, that's what I meant. Oops, I messed that up. Yeah, Sonic was Sega. And I had a Sega, so, I mean, I knew all of the Sonic games.
Well, I mean, Arctic Beast is back, Golden Axe is coming out, well, it's out. What you gotta kind of remember is that...
I'm just saying.
Sega no longer makes a console.
Right.
So all how they make else is they... software.
Right.
So this is a killing for them, because electronically, they just have to put up one file, and people can just keep downloading that file over and over again.
Sure, you can have the Sonic collection.
Here, slide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have it, too.
Booyah.
It's like, what? What? You want it, too?
Booyah.
A simulator. There you go. Happy. Yeah. Happy world.
Hey, I got fucking Super Monkey Ball on my iPhone.
What?
Super Monkey Ball on the iPhone.
What?
Super Monkey Ball on the iPhone, people.
iPhone. But I mean, and then if you look at some of the Sega games that they have put on the Xbox 360, I actually just recently bought a game that both me and Ninja used to play all the time and fight over who got to be the girl. You know, that's Streets of Rage 2. Not one, but
no, two.
Like, I liked one, but I liked two a lot better.
Blaze,
man. Cop turned dancer turned cop in red, orange. Yeah.
Tank top, miniskirt.
Not even. Heels. It was a halter bra. It was
a halter bra?
It's a halter bra.
Okay.
And, like, a miniskirt and matching, like, flat boots.
Okay, but she's jacked, too, so you kind of walk through and you're just like...
I love how the way that she breathes, her boobs are just, like, really big, really small. Really big, really small. But anyway, like, and I love the fact that I'm finding all these old games that either I got my ass whooped at or she got her ass whooped at, and by her, I mean Ninja.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they make it that accessible, and I heart it. Now, I'm not saying that I don't heart all these new games that Xbox, you know, Live is, you know, doing, because I do. I just got Go-Go Break, and I suck at it, but it's still kind of fun to watch them dance. I mean, I got the poker thing just to try it, and I also got, Tickets to Ride, which I haven't played yet, but I'm planning on. I heard that was really good, too. And I hate the fact that, you know, like, we've got this creative thing going on Xbox where, you know, you've got these arcade games that are brand new, you know, or maybe even redone a little bit, and they're new and refreshing, and you go to the Wii, and all the Wii really has is their connections with, you know, their old games and some stuff from Sega. So, of course, I'm kind of going, hello, Xbox, I heart you.
Hello, Xbox, how you doing?
Xbox, I play on my Xbox. So, I mean, comparatively, the Xbox kind of has my attention. You know, and I ain't no gold digger.
But you don't mess with no broke.
That's right. I don't mess with no broke consoles. And at the current moment, I hardly play with my Wii.
Oh!
What? I don't. Like, I might do Wii Fit every once in a while to do some yoga. You know, the sun salutation's my favorite pose. That and Cobra. Cobra's hot. But anyway, and hurts like a bitch, just so you guys know.
I don't even have anything to say.
But anyway, like, I heart the Xbox. Xbox wins.
Yeah, I'm coming around to the same conclusion myself, and I'm really hoping that Little Big Planet on the PS3 will be one of the things that can help me not have Microsoft cinch.
Never thought I'd be a Microsoft fanboy.
Well, but here's the thing.
I think I'm growing a Microsoft penis.
I don't have a Microsoft boner, but...
Oh, I do.
I definitely...
It's raging.
I definitely play more on my Xbox.
Me too.
I play online more on my Xbox.
Me too.
The games that I have on my PS3, I really enjoy. Heavenly Sword is great.
Ninja I like Gaiden. That flow thing you showed me.
Flow is wonderful. Echo Chrome bugs the shit out of me. But I do think that, you know, after I play it for a couple of hours, I do feel smarter. I also usually have a migraine.
Because your brain's been exercising.
It has. And I don't always
exercise
my brain.
It's doing brain push-ups.
Yeah. And well, sit-ups. It's the crunches, really, that do the most damage.
Yeah. Fucking crunches.
Yeah. But, no, I'm in the same boat. I really haven't touched my Wii.
My Wii's all dusty.
Mine is, too.
I don't use it.
I really like, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at your games and I'm like, okay, well, you know, the games that we both have, the last one that I played was Mario Kart. I still haven't finished Zelda.
Oh my god, that's such a good ending.
That's what I heard, but I haven't finished
it. Oh my god, the Twilight Princess is so hot.
You know, and I've got Galaxy. I haven't finished Galaxy.
I haven't even played it. Because I played it on the fucking Xbox.
Wait, how did you play Super Mario Galaxy on the Xbox?
Oh no, not that. I thought you were talking Geometry Wars Galaxy.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh.
I love Geometry Wars, but yeah, I played Geometry Wars Galaxies, on my Xbox. I try more games out because demos are easily accessible to me on my Xbox. I try demos on my PS3 as well, but I mostly use my PS3 right now as a Blu-ray player until Little Big Planet and some of the other games.
It kind of seems like we don't want, you know, a lot of fight. We really just want it now. We want it all, and we want it now.
I just want it to all be expansive in some way. So I want each console to do something different than the other one. And
I know,
really,
the Wii should make Julian fries or beer.
Beer. Oh my god, if the Wii made beer, if you could microbrew with a Wii, you really wouldn't be able to find those.
Man, Modelo Negro's pouring out the back of my Wii. Oh my god, the fun I'd have with that console.
Dude, if I could use my Wii and make Guinness, I would probably wind up getting
mini Guinnesses when you have cocktail parties.
Mini Guinness. But
put a tap on it.
tap my Wii. .com. No, I really just want them to do something different than each other. And then to really develop and excel at that thing that they do different. Right now, you know, the only difference that I have between my consoles, because...
I know, because she has all three.
You know, the Wii and the PS3 do force feedback and motion sensing in some degree.
You know eventually Xbox is going to come out with that, too.
Yeah, the PS3 and the Wii and the Xbox 360 all have some kind of online component, which is game-based, so based on the title.
Uh-huh.
There are very few things that are exclusive. Freaking Final Fantasy is coming out on the Xbox 360 at the same time as it's coming out on the PS3.
I know.
You know Sony can't be happy about that.
No, and they're
not. Exclusivity is going out the door. So I kind of think that's a good thing. I think the game should exist.
Games should be on every system.
but they should offer something different and not just, you know, a single character.
Yeah.
Because that's not enough to
kinda, is madness.
To justify it. I would like for, you know, change the gameplay up. Change the backgrounds up. Add another level. You know,
I think different consoles, like if you're playing an RPG, your character, depending on your console, should start at a different place in the game.
I mean, that could be really interesting.
That'd be kind of
cool. Could you imagine, you know, Lost Odyssey on your PS3 and you start...
Well, sorry, I don't have a PS3.
I'm saying, imagine, pretend, play pretend with me.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, so, I love this console that I didn't have to pay for. It magically materialized in my hands from the PlayStation gods. Woohoo!
Yeah, go ahead.
Woohoo!
You know, make fun of the pretend.
Woohoo!
I'm gonna laugh my ass off when, you know...
Woohoo!
When
it's me, Mario! I can play Mario on my PlayStation 3!
Alright, now you're just going into ludicrous land. And you suck.
I got the potion!
Oh my god.
I went there.
Yeah, you did.
Teehee!
No, I'm just saying, could you imagine playing Lost Odyssey with the graphics that you have and that you're getting on the Xbox 360? Now imagine that running on the PS3. And imagine starting yourself off in the game further in with a few more dreams already known to you. Imagine starting the game...
If they were happy dreams, it'd be nice.
No, because that would completely change the game.
Yeah.
But imagine that you started it, you know, like, that version of the game picked up at disc 2.
Oh my god.
You know, just something different.
That would blow my mind.
Make me feel good about investing in the game on this particular console. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if every car that, you know, every car company came out with looked exactly like each other, then what's the difference between buying a Ford and a Chevy if they get the
leather
same...
Leather interior.
You know what? Fuck you. I'm trying to make a point, and you just... Well,
there are options. Like, what they can all look the same on the outside, and then it's the inside.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. What if they all look the same on the outside and the inside? Then what's the difference
in getting a... That's fucking pointless.
Exactly. You know, if you let a motherfucker make their point, you know, you might go, oh,
well, if you were a motherfucker, I'd let you make your point. But you don't fuck mothers. You're my sister.
Alright.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. See, this is why we shouldn't do shows too often next to each other.
I know. I'm making flowers with tissues.
Okay. So do you have anything else that you want to say about points?
No.
And retro gaming?
I love retro gaming, and I'm actually going to make a small announcement that every Thursday on the site, I'm going to have a throwback Thursday. Yes, that means that every Thursday, I'm going to go back into retro games, and I'm going to talk about them. What I liked, what I didn't like, what I'd like to see if they're going to put them on an Xbox or a Wii, what I'd like to see them do with it. And I'm either going to be really, 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 really happy or really, 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 really sad. I might even be drunk a couple of times. Who really knows?
Every Thursday?
Every fucking Thursday.
Don't say it like that.
No, every fucking Thursday.
It's a valid question.
And I'm going to call it DJ Panda's Throwback Thursday.
DJ Panda's in the house, P-City.
And we're like, here's an old record from 1992. Wiki, wiki, wiki. And then I'm going to go into it.
Damn right. Here's something old and something new. A little mix from the old school, too.
And nothing borrowed or blue. Because no one's getting married.
DJ Panda's in the mix.
Oh my god, I'd love to be a DJ. I'd make people listen to J-pop.
Yes.
And Lemon Demon.
Okay. Alright, so, I guess we're gonna have to, Yes, I see your bouquet of tissue. I'm very,
Listen, proud. I can hear the bells.
Yes, they're in your head.
Oh. Please tell me you've watched Hairspray. Listen!
Yes.
You were...
Of course I've seen Hairspray. I saw the original
me
one
too.
With Divine.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge John Waters fiend.
Fan?
No, fiend. I've seen Pecker, Female Trouble.
Pecker. You've seen... I'm glad you've seen Pecker Ninja.
Did you not see it?
No.
Eddie Furlong was in it?
No.
Yeah. Christina Ricci?
No.
Photographer?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's called Pecker.
Pecker.
You should watch it. Definitely want to tell you guys that you should hit us up on our website. There's still two tokens that we have yet
like
to give away.
Like I said, Civ Revolution or Soul Calibur 4. Hit me up, challenge me, and obviously if you're Xenocore, it doesn't apply.
Yes.
But anybody else.
Dunk the Punk. If you can beat Panda, she'll give you her token, which will be good, redeemable for a prize at the All
it's
Games
It's the first
Radio
one I've
Network.
Ever had, so be gentle. I don't get tokens very often.
See, I'm, Do I go there? Do I not? I'm going to be good. I'm not going to go there.
I'm just saying, be nice. You can be me and not be cocky.
Where you guys need to go is to our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or the short address, which is...
ESH.MOBI. That's ESH.MOBI. The short address will bounce to the long one. You can check out our articles like my Throwback Thursday that will be up this Thursday, I promise. Yes, and I mean it this time, guys. I really mean it. And you can use the hit us up link, and you can talk to us directly by asking us a question. Or, if you're not listening to us through our site, through our live feed, you can check iTunes. We're up there. Any RSS read will bounce you to our podcast, and also we're a part of the All Games Network.
You can catch our show on the All Games Radio Network, airing Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And you can also catch some of the other great shows on the All Games Radio Network, like Ultimate Quest,
Super Happy Fun Time Show,
Dead Pixel Live,
AGI,
Fantastic Forum,
Us,
Platform Nation,
Ultimate Quest, did we already say them? Evil Avatar, Bobby Black Wolf,
didn't you already say
Anime Damachi, which I'm going to be on that show hopefully next.
Who are we forgetting? I'm feeling like we're forgetting somebody.
But
it's just because there's so many of us on that network. I mean, it's ridiculous. So definitely check us out, allgames.com. Yep, Chatterbox. Great show. And
Outside Video Gamers, or Video Gamer Outside, I think.
Outside Gamers?
Yeah, Outside Gamers.
There you go.
And you can also check out their store, at allgames.com. You can check out our store.
We got Dilly Gaff, but not for the kids. Yet.
No Dilly Gaff for kids.
No, I'm working on it, though. So if you got kids and you'd like a Dilly Gaff jumper for your kids, let me know, and I'll make Dilly Gaff for kids.
I don't think kids should Dilly Gaff.
Well, it could be...
Because they should Dilly Gaff.
Well, you know,
like about
toddlers.
The environment and about...
Well, no, I'm talking like toddlers, like babies. It could be like, do I look like I give...
fudge?
I
give the fudge.
Oh, I give farts? I mean, there's so many places you could go. Because babies fart, and then they smile.
Because that gas hurts babies.
But then when it sounds like, oh... Hey, you know, sometimes you hold in long enough, gas hurts more than just babies.
Man.
But I think we're getting off topic. So
you are.
Guess we're going to have to call this podcast toast.
I know, that chicken in the kitchen smells really good.
So what are you doing with your toast?
I hope it turns into chicken, and I can get some grape drink and some watermelon.
Did you just say grape drink and watermelon? What the fuck? You are not country.
But I like chicken.
I like chicken too. I also like
Well, if I'm going to have to eat toast, then I want it to be super extra toasty so I can put Nutella all over it. Nutella. No Vegemite.
Well,
are you going to do it with your toast?
I'm going to take my toast and I'm going to eat it with my chicken.
You going to make a chicken sandwich with mayonnaise? Chicken biscuit?
Chicken biscuit. No.
Chicken biscuit.
Does this look like Chick-fil-A? I don't think so.
No, they have chicken bits at McDonald's.
Oh,
no,
yeah, that's
for
true.
Breakfast.
Chicken is not for
chicken,
breakfast.
Chicken biscuit, like a sausage
unless,
biscuit.
Unless it's country fried steak. Chicken steak.
I don't know. Oh, I've never had one. I've just seen pictures of it.
So with that, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Later, guys.